I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. For decades, Myanmar's Rohingya Muslim minority group has been marginalized and persecuted. But over the past 3 weeks, their situation has taken a deadly turn. 400,000 Rohingya have fled Rakhine State in what the UN has called a campaign of ethnic cleansing. Asian Access is one of the few organizations cutting through the politics to shine the light of Christ's love. Asian Access's Wesley Thurow says,
we collect some money, like some donation, and we give that money to our A2 alumni who is in charge in this area. So he brings the money and buys some rice or essential need and then bring these food and provide them.
Pray that Christians in Myanmar would continue to foster unity and reconciliation. And too often, believers define their worship on Sunday as sacred, but their work on Monday is secular. Global Disciples is challenging Christians across North America to stop separating the sacred and the secular and go into our workplaces every day with a missional mindset. That's why tomorrow, September 19th, is their one-day giving campaign. And Jerry Meadows with Global Disciples says,
we really want to encourage North American followers of Jesus Christ to give of themselves in prayer and also an offering, to perhaps give one day salary, one day of income, to reach the unreached people of the world.
Global Disciples empowers the church in 46 countries to reach the unreached with the gospel. Head over to missionnews.org to read more about the one-day campaign and how to join. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Ever wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.